It's very hard to shit your pants when you're sitting down directly on your asshole. It's like you're not gaping open like on a toilet seat.
Gaping open.
Let's just say Fatty's name now, because there's no way that what Wes just said is not going to go on Fatty's show.
There you go.
Wow. See you on the opening of the Big Fatty Show.
Well, maybe he's got one of those chairs that is actually a commode.
Special chair.
Chair.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's very hard to shit your pants when you're sitting down directly on your asshole.
Oh, Big Fatty.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4718. BFO for Tuesday, the 10th of March, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, sit with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day. Big Fatty, you hadn't done shit. Well, it won't take long, that's for sure. No, Big Fatty. Hello, returners. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're returners today because, well, you know what? Let's do this.
This is in from the non-pod famous desk. Yo, Crooked Hat is back. He had a little show that came out on Monday. Big Fatty.
Y'all, it took me by surprise when I looked in the iTurds on Monday, and there was the Crooked Hat show, y'all. And so he kind of gave an update on what's been going on with him and his life. And y'all, it's just good to hear his voice again. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, just lovely. Just lovely. Yes, because mainly because we don't get the catching up with Mike and Joe. No, it's not catching up. It's throwing down. Oh, we don't get that one either. Yes, because it's because you're a cheap ass and have to pay. But anyway, welcome back, oh ye old Crooked Hat. Ye old Crooked Hat? Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's it, y'all. That musical intro can only mean one thing. Y'all got some more so-so questions here. Y'all, I got an assload of so-so questions. And, you know, the so-so question desk, they may have fallen asleep waiting on these. So, y'all, let's just get right to them. From Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon says, when you were a wee boy, were you picked last in gym class? Well, first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the communique. Always lovely to hear from you. And, you know, when you nobody wants to pick you. So it wasn't even last. It was just never picked. Actually, I would find reasons not to go to physical education. You know, I would decorate the teacher's bulletin boards and things. Be ready. They knew something was up way back when. Another one from Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon says, when you were in school, did your playground have four square tetherball? That's two questions there. Well, first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the communique. Always lovely to hear from you. And I guess this is two questions here, Kathy Marshall. First of all, absolutely so-so questions. Miss Bacon, I'm significantly older than you. I don't know what four square is, so I don't think we had it. And tetherball, I know what that is, and we didn't have it. You know, we had backstops and we had monkey bars, and that was it. That's all we had on the playground. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all got questions here from Shy Tom. You know, he's up there in the Penis Livania with that Randy. That Randy up there in the Penis Livania. Y'all, by the way, Randy sent me something in the what are those called? They're called the textimoniums. And y'all, it was a picture of a kitty cat looking around a door and says, "I watch people and wonder how some of them found their way out of the birth canal." Be ready. So Randy, thank you so much for that. Y'all, by the way, something else I missed when I was telling about all the different folks that had gotten in touch, y'all, let me see if I can find it here. I probably can't. I'll have to look for it later. It's from Jeff over there in the Hatlanta, y'all. He said something like, "Oh, I'm caught up to the October shows now." I had a coupon, and y'all, he gave me his coupon from the Von Z. So, Jeff, thank you so much. Shy Tom, here we go. "Dear Big Fatty, hello from the Penis Shyvania. Of course, a special shout out to Poodle." Hi, Poodle. Hi. "I have several questions, and I hope are so-so." First of all, Tom, thank you so much for the communique. Always lovely to hear from you. And any question from Penis Shyvania, I'm sure, is definitely so-so. Here's the first one. "Is there a punishment if someone repeats a so-so question that has already been asked?" Well, first of all, Tom, as I said before, thank you so much for the communique. Always lovely to hear from you. My best to Randy. And absolutely a so-so question. Punishments. You know, the punishments would come from the so-so question desk. So we'll have to send that to the SSQD and have Kathy Marshall get back to us. But absolutely, if Big Fatty can't answer it, must be a so-so question. Y'all, let's go back to Miss Bacon here, because y'all, I've got a list of 30 questions from Miss Bacon, and y'all, we may be here until who knows. The next from Miss Bacon: "When you go to the Hats gravesite, do you talk to any of the other residents in the cemetery?" Miss Bacon, again, thank you so much for the communication. Always lovely to hear from you. And you know, the Hat Arena, when she was nearing end of life, as they say, she would talk to her mother and her sister all the time. And so, yes, when I go to the gravesite, absolutely a so-so question. You know the answer already. Of course, I talked to all of them, and so far I hadn't gotten an answer back, and it's probably best. So anyway, so y'all, we're gonna leave it right there on the so-so questions for today. Yes, Big Fatty, thank you so much for that. And what was I saying? I guess we'll just go ahead and do this. World's Fair. Yo, just love it. Love it. And Alex, thank you so much for that. Always lovely to hear from you. And y'all, let's see, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, it was interesting because, you know, we did the spring forward. Sunday evening is when we had an extra hour of daylight. Well, y'all, the interesting thing was that it got all cloudy here. So it looked like, sunset at the time before we switched the time. Y'all, by the way, I'm happy to report that Earl Grey automatically updates the clock. Yes, Big Fatty. And so y'all, it was quite easy for me to get back in my regular routine. Y'all, I did. Did I have some supper? Oh yeah, I had a giant salad. Yes, Big Fatty. Your colon will thank you later. Y'all, it was delicious. Just delicious, I tell you. Y'all, then I sat down, y'all, watched the 6 minutes, and y'all, it was really good. They had a report about some kind of a microwave oven that would give you a headache. And then there was something else. I don't know, something about the war, I think. But y'all, it was very interesting. And y'all, then after that was over, y'all, I just, excuse me, I've not gotten a nipper nap here on Monday afternoon. But y'all, I did crawl into the chamber at 8:30 p.m. in the evening, which, you know, with it being dark, it helped get my body clock back into some sort of normalcy. And y'all, I slept like a baby. And y'all woke up it was still dark when I woke up, but y'all, I looked at the Apple clock and it was 6:30 a.m. in the morning. So I said, well, you know, if I'm going to get back on a regular schedule, I probably should go ahead and get up. So y'all, I did, got up, had my coffee, read my e-paper, had my breakfast. Y'all, I had a poppy seed bagel slathered, I tell you, in butter. And y'all, then I was off to the vampire. Y'all, had to go and have a blood test, to check my PSA. Yes, Big Fatty, your butthole. Yes, I had to have my butthole checked with a blood test. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, that poor vampire. Anyway, so I went and did that, and y'all, came back here to the villa, did my nipple walk, did Fat Acres, did the big circle. Y'all, the foot is back to 100% now. And y'all, then I came back and I had me some, what did I have? Y'all, I had the last two of the leftover boneless pork chops from night, and had those, and y'all, I watched the first episode of the America's Culinary Cup, and y'all, I'll give it a few episodes, but anyway, so there's that, and y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, I thought I'd send you a message. How are you doing?
Lovely.
I'm currently staying at my parents' house.
How are you doing?
Sort of.
Yes.
Getting used to life without Dealey around.
Oh, yes.
One of the positives is that I can now go to my parents and stay as long as I like without having to worry about somebody looking after him. I've been celebrating, Dee.
Yes,
I mean, there's still episodes of the podcast I've not released where he is chattering away in the background. Toppy and I recorded an episode all about him. Featuring him recently. That'll be coming out soon. I always used to do myself a Dealey calendar each year. I see Dealey's face every day.
Like a marking calendar.
Around the house.
It's a Dealey calendar.
I kind of feel like dealing with what happened with Dealey actually made me more confident, because I thought I would just like completely go to pieces. And
did he say in confidence?
Actually, when it came to it, I wasn't such a mess as I thought I would be. I managed to deal with it and make sure that everything went right for Deals.
I don't want to be sad.
So I'll tell you about some of the nicer things that are going on. I'm visiting my parents at the moment. I've got to go to the dentist today.
No
big deal. But I have three exciting things to look forward to in the next few months.
Number one.
Hopefully I can report back from them.
My
friend Mateusz from Poland, who is on my podcast, who I actually met on a dating app originally. He's coming over in April for a week. So that'll be cool.
We'll be home.
In May, I'm going on holiday to the country, with an old school friend of mine who's got a car, because I don't drive. So it'll be nice to be able to sort of drive around and explore the countryside. Hopefully the weather will be okay. And then in June, I'm going on a cruise. My first cruise. I've always wanted to go on a cruise.
I wanted to go on a cruise
when I turned 50, but I couldn't afford it. But now I can. And I'm going on a Norwegian fjord cruise. One of my oldest school friends and his husband. So I'm looking forward to that.
If
that one goes okay, I'd like to do a Mediterranean cruise in 2027.
Lovely.
But anyway.
Don't forget,
I think
that's
quite enough of an update. So I hope everything's going okay with you and Poodle. And I'll send you another update soon. All right, take care. Bye for now.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is the Shy Yeti. And Shy Yeti, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And y'all, first of all, I need to apologize to the Shy Yeti. Y'all, he sent that back on February the 11th. So, y'all, I'm a little behind on voice letters. But, Shy Yeti, thank you so much for the call. And I think that celebrating Dealey, y'all, that was his kitty cat, is exactly the way you should handle that situation. Yes, it does change life, but it sounds to me like you're making the most of those changes in your life, and without being all mopey and dopey. Big Fatty, who's dopey? I don't know. But anyway, and so you someone you met on the Grin Doctor is coming for a visit. Big Fatty, does that mean we need to cue the Pwn music? Well, I hope, Shy Yeti, that there might be some humpity-bumpity, maybe not at your parents' house, so that you just said, oh, dear, Gussie, y'all, hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Now, y'all, I had a call on Monday morning from Yeti Ron. Y'all, he was just calling in. He had heard reference to Mr. Belvedere sitting on his balls, and he was calling to report in that he could be a Mr. Belvedere as well. Big Fatty, does his get stuck in his zipper? I didn't really get into that. But anyway, it was lovely to hear Daddy Ron's voice. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at Lotsel, and number three fan, is there anything you want to say about Big Fatty?
It's very hard to shit your pants when you're sitting down directly on your asshole.
Oh, Big Fatty.
Oh, well, you've got a lot to learn about Big Fatty. He's very good at, the impossible.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.